Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Wayne Pratt. The state of Illinois is moving current and former foster children covered by Medicaid into health plans provided by private insurers. It has not been a smooth transition for some who have had problems getting prescriptions filled.
My daughter, who has epilepsy, her medicine was $1,000, a little over $1,000. I didn't have $1,045 to pay for her medicine. And so, you know, we were panicked as to what we were going to do because she had to have the medicine.
We will examine the impact of Medicaid-managed care on Illinois' foster system in just a few minutes. Illinois has announced the final round of COVID-19 response fund grants. The money is mainly going to organizations serving communities of color. That includes groups focusing on issues like eviction protection and efforts to provide refurbished computers for free or no cost in the East St. Louis area. Former U.S. Secretary of Commerce and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's sister Penny is one of the key leaders of the fund.
As time went on and we learned more about the impact of the COVID-19 virus, it became clear that some communities were disproportionately more impacted by this pandemic.
Other groups receiving money will help Black and Latinx residents, seniors, rural residents, and people in Illinois without documentation. Affinia Healthcare is expanding its mobile dental and telehealth services in North St. Louis County. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the program has received more than $350,000 in CARES Act funding from the county.
The grant funding will allow Affinia Healthcare to offer mobile dental services more frequently in North County, using an RV they've converted into a traveling clinic. President and CEO Alan Freeman says the clinic travels to under-resourced areas, where most patients are living below the federal poverty level.
Different neighborhoods, homeless shelters, wherever the need exists, where we can schedule to go and be accessible in the broader community.
The mobile clinic will offer reduced-cost dental care 4 days a week, including cleanings and filling cavities. The funding will also support expanded telehealth services during the pandemic. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.
The president of the International Institute of St. Louis will retire in March. Anna Croslin has led the nonprofit for more than four decades. Under her leadership, the International Institute has become the region's hub for immigrant and refugee services. She co-founded the annual Festival of Nations and led major refugee resettlements, including the Bosnian community in the 90s. The nonprofit's board of directors will choose Crosland's replacement. A former councilwoman from Kansas City is seeking to become Missouri's lieutenant governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on Democrat Alicia Kennedy's appearance on our Politically Speaking podcast.
Kennedy won the Democratic nomination to take on Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. She says she wants to use the office to expand economic and health care opportunities and provide a check of sorts on the GOP-controlled Senate. Kennedy also says she's prepared to take on the responsibility of the governorship, as was the case with Mike Parson after Eric Greitens' resignation in 2018.
Not only am I qualified to serve, I'm fit to serve in the sense that my commitment is to my constituents. I've demonstrated that as a public official at the local level. I've demonstrated that in my professional career as an attorney and advocate.
Kehoe was appointed to the lieutenant governorship after Parson became governor. I'm Jason Merzenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nearly all states rely on private insurance companies to provide health care to people on Medicaid. Now, in Illinois, thousands of foster children are being shifted into the system known as Medicaid-managed care. The state says it will save money while improving their health. But as Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports, some are questioning the move.
Rebecca and Bruce Austin struggled to get pregnant again after their first daughter was born, so they signed up to be foster parents.
Never really knew what the kids in our home will do for you. They do for you more than you could possibly do for them.
They live in Windsor, a rural town in central Illinois, and now have six children ranging from 22 to 4 years old. For those still at home, four adopted children and one foster child, Rebecca says they see 14 doctors.
So a typical day around here is pretty crazy. I say I'm a stay-at-home mom, but with all the doctor's appointments and therapies and, you know, appointments and stuff, I'm on the go all the time.
Three kids see a psychiatrist. One has regular visits with specialists for epilepsy and other conditions. And their youngest, 4-year-old Camden, has therapy sessions almost daily for movement and speech delays.
How do you spell your name?
C-A-M-D-Y-N.
Good job.
I can also spell it without looking.
Rebecca is hopeful the therapies can help Camden be ready for kindergarten this fall. But they had to skip out on 2 weeks of therapy last month. That's when the state's 19,000 adopted children were switched into new health plans managed by private insurance companies. And a glitch in the system interrupted coverage for 2,500 children. The Austins had to cancel appointments and had problems getting prescriptions filled.
My daughter, who has epilepsy, her medicine was $1,000, a little over $1,000. I didn't have $1,045 to pay for her medicine. And so, you know, we were panicked as to what we were going to do because she had to have the medicine.
Rocky rollout aside, some question whether the switch for foster kids should be made at all. In traditional Medicaid, the state reimburses providers for each service they provide. With a new system called Medicaid Managed Care, private insurers are paid a set amount per person, and they agree to grow their provider networks. Proponents say this allows states to control costs while increasing access to care. But evidence is mixed as to whether that happens.
We are not opposed to managed care itself. We are only opposed to managed care that is not appropriately planned.
Heidi Dahlenberg is an attorney with the ACLU of Illinois, which sued the state to force reforms in the child welfare system. She says managed care can help ensure all kids get health screenings and are connected to providers they need. It can also prevent doctors from over-treating or over-medicating children. But success depends on whether the state is prepared for the transition and whether they hold insurers to their promises.
Where managed care goes wrong is when they start cutting necessary care in order to make a profit.
Jamie Dornfeld with Illinois' Child Welfare Agency said they're committed to getting this right.
We owe this to our state's most vulnerable children and to the loving families that open their homes to help us care for them.
Come April, 17,000 foster children will be switched to managed care. That includes the Austins' foster child. Rebecca's main concern is whether she'll be forced to switch to a therapist an hour's drive away, since the one she sees nearby isn't in the managed care network.
She's established a relationship with that counselor and has been going to her for almost 2 years. Now we have to start all over, and that's trauma. That's a huge trauma.
They're trying to be optimistic, but the state's track record on this issue doesn't give them much assurance. I'm Christine Herman.
Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.